Okay, just film in general, I think. I can put it as story first and then just move it to film, just keep it there so I can look at it again for reference. Now, this is getting really wild, I know. I'll confess, but I may just be inspired from high above. I mean, we can all be that now and then if we pray for service. So please listen, but I have my project now and it's pretty nicely there. so many hours a day, and I've done my creative part. But then, this is a possible project for others. And you know who you are. Might even be the one listening to this. But yes, here I am with my story and learning from the Japanese, the manga anime geniuses, because it's a very smart concept they have. I will simply draw a graphical novel, which then at the same time serves as a kind of a storyboard. I'm keeping it in mind when I'm going to make it that, well, think of it also as a storyboard, if it's possible to combine graphical novel format and storyboard format, which I think the manga anime people have shown, as far as I understand, then I am simply an old man sitting here drawing a graphic novel, a few panels every day or something, as it comes to me. Part of my creative joys, and also contributing something meaningful to the world. Then, the way I do it, it's by live streaming on YouTube or whatever it's going to be in the future. My work, me sitting there working. Not live streaming ever, all of it, but once or twice a week or once a day, why not? Just depends on how it feels. Then from the very beginning, I will have an audience, which means that from the very beginning, I can ignite an interest and maybe support. Because when people like something and they want to see it happen, that's, I think, a strong incitement for wanting to support something, even with a little financial sponsorship, whatever. So yeah. And then it will be printed as a book on paper, volume by volume. Hopefully then with money that comes from the crowdfunding. And we give this to some cool animation team. If we get even more funds or some financiers that want to step in and finance the whole thing as an investment, whatever. And what do we have then? We have an ongoing hunk-a-chunk, day-by-day publication of a graphic novel that you can read online and that you can then buy in books. And one that simultaneously serves as the storyboard, the director of the anime, I don't want that word, but of the animated series, publishes episode by episode. And this can then just go on, hunk-a-chunk, day by day, year by year, as long as there is material coming. And as long as there is a production team and an interest for it. That's as simple as it is. And I'm sure this simple principle, which has been proven over and over and over again to work by the Japanese, I mean, the manga anime is a huge market. This can be done here as well, so to speak, even in a European style or whatever style, in whatever country or part of the world you're in. Anyone can use this principle. And especially today, I say that never ever has the situation being so favorable for these kind of products as now. So I'm going to try that. Here comes the next one. Someone, and I have someone or someone's in mind, should do the same thing with the Mahabharata. It's just a great story. And if done right, it's going to be an international smashing hit. It's going to beat Game of Thrones and all that Harry Potter stuff. I'm quite sure. And it's a wonderful wisdom story. And it's got, I mean, it's well authored, that story. It has power. It's epic, if anything. And I'm quite sure that my sons will agree with me. I'm quite convinced, and I spoke to friends who kind of understand this field, who agree with me, that the best way to make it would probably be some good animation, artistically very well done. Not just these plastic looking figures running around from standard 3D animation, but artistically well developed. I would say to a new standard of animation, which is what's happening today. I'm not dreaming. I mean, I can give examples of very good and artistically well developed animated films, both from the East and the West. So this is doable. It may take 10 years, but then we've got 10 years of an ongoing series in the media, whatever media it will happen in, which will make it 10 good years. And just imagine if such a story, for those of you who know the Mahabharata, would become as popular, as much seen, and liked, or more, which I would say it would be, than Game of Thrones and whatever, Harry Potter and all of those. With that fan base, that cultish following that can happen, how much it would influence the collective mind of humanity. I mean, here we are talking real, changing the world. That's my conviction.